This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government today announced that the monsoon session of parliament will begin from 21st of next month. This came in the backdrop of opposition parties' demand to convene a special session of parliament to discuss Operation Sindoor. Talking to media in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the session will conclude on 12th of August.
Government has decided to convene the monsoon session of the parliament from 21st July till 12th of August.
This will be the first parliament session after Operation Sindoor, which was launched by India following the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack in which 25 Indians and one Nepali citizen were killed. In its retaliatory action, the Indian Armed Forces had hit terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir and killed over 100 terrorists. The government had also held two all-party meetings attended by leaders of different political parties after the Pahalgam terror attack. The government today said it is working on building a consensus among all political parties to initiate the process to bring an impeachment motion against former Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. A large stash of cash was recovered from the official residence of Justice Yashwant Verma in New Delhi a few months back. Talking to media in the national capital, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said he emphasized that the government seeks a unified stance and the entire parliament should come together for a collective discussion on the matter. Terming the issue as serious, Mr. Rijiju stated that any discussion on corruption, whether in the judiciary or elsewhere, must be approached with the nation's best interests in mind. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh met Australia's Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the Australian Deputy Prime Minister expressed solidarity with India in its fight against terrorism. He stressed that India and Australia are close partners in defence and maritime security. Mr. Singh apprised his Australian counterpart on the challenges being faced by the country on the Western Front. India has cautioned the Asian Development Bank, ADB, regarding the possibility of misuse of its resources on extending any form of financial support to Pakistan. Sources said that New Delhi has shared deep concerns regarding the potential misuse of ADB resources, particularly in light of Islamabad's increasing defense expenditure, its declining tax-to-GDP ratio, and the lack of demonstrable progress on key macroeconomic reforms. Out of seven multi-party delegations carrying the message of India's principled and resolute stand against terrorism, four delegations have now returned to India after concluding their successful visit to respective countries. The parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad is currently on its visit to the European Union headquarters in Brussels, Belgium. Meanwhile, the all-party delegation led by Congress MP Dr. Shashi Tharoor reached Washington, D.C. to meet members of the U.S. Congress and administration, think tanks, media and policymakers to brief them on Operation Sindoor and India's strong stand against terrorism. In Assam, the flood situation remains grim, impacting over 6.3 lakh people across 21 districts. The death toll in flood-related incidents has risen to 12, with 6 fatalities reported in the past 24 hours. Teams from the National Disaster Response Force and State Disaster Response Force are actively carrying out rescue and relief operations. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert over Assam for heavy to extremely heavy rainfall today. The IMD has also forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Meghalaya today. Light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds up to 50 km per hour will likely be over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Bihar, Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand till tomorrow. In football, India will take on host Thailand in a FIFA international friendly match in Pathumthani this evening. The match will kick off at 6 p.m. Indian time. At the Norway chess tournament, Indian Grandmaster Arjun Erigesi defeated American Grandmaster Fabiana Caruana in 8 rounds last night. On the other hand, world champion Diego Kesh suffered a loss against American Grandmaster Hikaru Nakaruma. Snapping their 3-day losing streak, benchmark domestic equity indices closed with gains today. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex as well as National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 closed 0.32% higher than previous day's close. And that is the end of this news bulletin.